From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Great show for you today. Amy Sedaris will be joining us later to play our Not My Job Man. Yes, she's great. She's cool. We have her. But first, I've got to address something, and I think you all know what it is. I was recently named one of the sexiest men alive. Now, granted, it wasn't People Magazine, it was a columnist in the San Francisco Chronicle, but hey, this is NPR. The last time anybody here got publicly praised for their looks was when Look Magazine named Dan Schor most dapper dresser of 1956. If you would like to talk live, one-on-one, to a man one columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle says is, quote, hotter than Garrison Keillor, but just a little bit, unquote, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Bear from Thomasville, Georgia. How are you?
I'm fine, Bear. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, congratulations on the sexiest man alive thing. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does. Well, have you also been named sexiest man alive by a columnist in San Francisco?
Yes. No.
She has eclectic tastes, I'm told. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. Bear, you said?
Yeah, Bear.
Is that your given name?
No, it's not. My given name is John Alexander Blackman II.
Oh, so it's obvious to see how Bear came from that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. I mean, okay.
You know, just right there.
No need to explain.
I won't.
Let me introduce you first to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Well, hello, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Bear.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Next, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and author of the new book, Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bear.
And lastly, say hello to ubiquitous television personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Mo, what is up, my brother from another mother?
You're okay, yeah, I'm fat, down with that. Yeah.
Well, Bear, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Now, we're asking you to play a new game we're calling...
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Now, the whole incident with Michael Richards, you know, you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's out there personally apologizing to every single individual in America who's darker than Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah, he gave me a call last night.
Now, that made us think about the other folks in the week's news who've got some splaining to do. So we took the liberty of preparing three apologies for people who might find these apologies useful. Identify two out of the three newsmakers, you win our prize.
Okay.
All right, Bear, here is your first ready-made apology.
Dear President Bush, please, I am sorry for not meeting with you like I promised. I was sick after reading your memo about me. Ha, ha, ha. Only joking. Smiley face. LOL. Very sorry again, and I will see you at breakfast when I can return your knife as soon as I pull it out of my back.
That was an apology from a world leader who blew off a meeting with President Bush. Who was it?
Was that the Iraqi Prime Minister?
Yes, it was, Mr. al-Maliki. Very well done, yes.
All right, do it again.
President Bush went to Jordan to meet with the Iraqi Prime Minister. They would have been in Baghdad, of course, except there are all these freedom explosions. But right before the meeting, the New York Times got a hold of a White House memo criticizing al-Maliki, and he, like, you know, totally blew off the president. Mm-hmm. So President Bush was left there that evening in his powder blue tux, holding his corsage. As the evening wore on and the other diners finished their meals, and he just nibbled on the bread in the basket, till finally he stomped out saying, quote, that prime minister wasn't that hot anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm told that this has never happened before in the history of summitry, that they've arranged an international meeting between two significant leaders and one of them simply refuses to show up.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Jimmy Carter went to a lot of them where he was mistaken for not being there.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronald Reagan went to a few where he really wasn't all there, if you know what I mean.
But they did, just for the record, they had breakfast the next morning, and they apparently kissed and made up, or whatever they did, and they had a press conference.
What is that? Is that called a makeup summit? Or
something like that.
Those makeup summits are always the best.
Yeah. Very good, Bear. Bear, here is your next apology.
Dear Muslims, please accept my apology for insinuating that your religion is violent and irrational.
Why did...
I mean, when you get right down to it, you guys have been just as reasonable, peaceful, and committed to the spread of freedom as my own church has been for the past 1,000 years. Okay, I'm sorry for that, too.
That was someone who went to Turkey this week with the express purpose of making amends with the Muslims. Who?
His Holiness the Pope.
Yes, mm-hmm. His Holiness the Pope. Pope Benedict. It was just a few months ago when the Pope set off protests in the Muslim world, some of them violent, with a speech he made suggesting that Islam is a violent religion. So, this week he went to Istanbul to make amends, becoming the second pope ever to set foot in a mosque. But Benedict did not help his cause when, as a goodwill gesture to demonstrate peace between Muslims and Catholics, he presented his hosts there with a hilarious caricature of himself arm wrestling with the Prophet Muhammad.
Well, we longtime Catholics think it a plus anytime a pope goes to the Middle East and doesn't sack anything.
Right there's progress. Bear, here is your last apology.
Dear Dad, oh my God, we're so sorry we messed up on vacation. But really, have you ever had this drink called a caprina? Everybody drinks it down here, and after about 6 of them, it tastes really, really good. Anyway, we're sorry for the problems with the embassy and stuff, and we promise next time we'll do like you want and say we're the Olsen twins.
That was an apology, we imagine, coming from a pair of famous daughters who got into some trouble in Argentina this week. Who?
The Bush girls.
The Bush twins. Very good. Jenna and Barbara Bush decided to spend their shared birthday in Argentina for some reason, and hilarity ensued. First, Barbara's purse and cell phone were stolen, indicating that maybe their Secret Service detail may no longer be at that throw yourself in front of the bullet level of dedication to the girls. And then there were completely unconfirmed but fun rumors that the twins were running up and down their hotel corridor naked and that the American embassy had asked them to leave the country. The twins said no, they would stay in that country until their mission was complete. Carl, how did Bear do in our quiz?
Well, he couldn't do better. 3 questions, 3 correct answers. So, Bear, you win our prize.
Thanks.
Very well done.
I appreciate that.
I'm sorry now. I'm sorry.